So one more thing, and then you can like fix everything and edit. So I have to tell you something.
Okay.
I found out what I want for Christmas.
Okay.
The problem is that it's like $5 million.
It's like $5 million?
Well, in change.
Okay. You want $5 million for Christmas?
No, I want something valued at $5 million for Christmas.
Okay, go ahead.
So I sent you this article about the little steampunky mechanical thing that simulates birdsong from like the 1890s.
That's what you want?
No, but at the bottom of the article, there was a link to, I think it was Christie's, an auction for the two bird pistols.
The gold bird pistols with diamonds and rubies?
They didn't have rubies. They had diamonds and pearls.
Oh, right. I stand corrected.
There were no rubies involved. Weren't they like the most amazing things you have ever seen?
They were amazing.
Okay, so here's the thing. The first one, which is just like the little mechanical device that with all the little gears and things that mimics bird song,
mm-hmm.
but has so many varieties that it's not just recording on a loop.
Right.
Okay, so that's awesome. But really, in this day and age, you can record like 100 different birds singing and put it together in such a way that, okay, so we can do that on a microchip.
Did
right?
you seriously just compare this automata to MP3?
I'm just saying that the functionality of the first one could be replaced by a microchip.
No, that, okay, go ahead.
But the second one, the gun with the little like bird that like flaps and is so cute and everything, that can't be. So that's why I want those.
I see. The one that doesn't look like anything didn't really do it for you.
No, it's not that it didn't look like anything, because it looks cool. I mean, that's the thing about all that steampunky stuff, is no matter what you think of the steampunk movement, the stuff looks cool, right? Like visually.
Right.
That's why Clara from the Guild wanted to be, even though she didn't know. Anyway. So like, I want to be a steampunker because it looks pretty. Okay. But seriously, I mean, you could program that on a microchip. They have the functionality of the bird, you know, being different enough.
I'm not editing that out.
Such a bit. Okay, you could do that. But the actual little blue jeweled bird on the end of a pistol flapping its little wings, and that you can't do. You know what we have today instead of that? We have Perfect Polly. We have a fake parakeet.
I knew it.
Holes in its belly.
How many times have I said no to Perfect Polly? You keep saying, I want a podcast about Perfect Polly. And I've said no. How many times? You tricked me.
I didn't trick you.
You did.
No. But you need to come to terms with Pretty Polly. And and maybe this is a public service message, Herbs. You need to understand that Perfect Polly is here. It's just like Honey Boo Boo. It's not going anywhere.
I can't take you.
So what fear do you have of Perfect Polly that bothers you so much about
this? I have no fear. I have no fear.
Okay.
I also have no fascination.
I have no fascination either. I think Perfect Polly, however, is an example of our modern society that you fail to acknowledge. We no longer make things like the gun with the bird that is absolutely gorgeous and stunning and fascinating. Now we make crappy plastic things and we just pretend like they're fascinating.
So depressing.
It is, but that's why I need $5 million.
Those guns sold for like $5.8 million.
Yes. And
well, the price is only going to go up.
Well, it depends. We need to find out who bought them, because I'm very convincing when I talk to people.
I've heard about that, yes.
And I think that I could borrow them. And if it's somebody from like a foreign country, I could use the Southern accent thing.
You want to borrow them for $5 million?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll take really good care of them.
Okay.
You know, what are they doing? They're probably keeping them somewhere under glass.
And they probably read our blogs and listen to this, so they'll step right up.
I like to think that people with $5 million listen to our podcast.
So do I. Right. Well, if you're out there listening and you have these singing bird pistols, give us a call.
Well, they don't know how to contact us. You just tell them to email us instead.
Oh.
If they have $5 million, they can probably hire somebody to figure out what our phone numbers are, though.
Huh? That's what I'm guessing.
Who has $5 million to spend on singing bird pistols?
I don't know, but did you see Hugo?
I'm going to say no, since I don't know what that is.
Hugo is a movie, and it had an automaton in it.
Oh, No, I didn't see. Oh, is this the Martin Scorsese movie where he was desperate for an Oscar, so he made like a kid's movie? He does that. He does like the I'm going to like kill everybody movie. Then he makes like, you know, The Age of Innocence.
We're so out of time. Go rent Hugo. You'll like it.
Okay, but you have to say Perfect Polly before we stop.
Perfect Polly.
Oh, okay.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.